You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning to the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you. 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 Because you don't have to listen. And your listening means that you're receiving some of the seeds that I'm sowing. Your listening means that you have the receptivity to love, to light, to wisdom, to truth, to caring, to have an inner standing with that which allows us to stand resolutely and absolutely, infinitely and eternally. I am so grateful. And so I'm asking you to really go deeper within yourselves and not just sit back and listen, not just sit back and take, but give to that which gives to you, because I'm not here just for the hell of it. I'm really not. Because I prayed and I prayed and I prayed to not be enslaved to people's appetites and desires, but to be able to serve the true hunger and the true thirst. And we are hungry and thirsty for the absolute truth that allows us to be restored in the light of the truth of the ones that we absolutely are. That's the longing that people have. That's what is taking the place. That's what you have to really begin to call forward, to get over the issues of the addictions of various kinds, to realize that you're reaching for the light of the truth of yourself. You're caring to be in the light of the truth of the one that you are. You're caring to acknowledge the divinity, the sanctity, the sacredness of all of life. You're caring to be completely free, completely clear, completely healed from any of the issues that may have crystallized in your tissues as a result of you being fed like kids. You're coming to a point and place where you are given some degree of inspiration, motivation, and faith in knowing that what we ask for, it comes to us. What we are literally radiating, it comes to us. And so we want to get rid of the fear and get rid of the inhibition and the trepidation and the I can't and they ain't and all of that, to say I am, I will, I can, it's mine. We're calling forward the strength to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in our now moment. To remember that we each are so uniquely and divinely blessed. There are gifts, our talents, our skills, and our abilities. We have yet to really just go in deep dive into the truth of ourselves. Y'all kind of like on the surface of things. And in the context of all of what we have, all of what we've manifested, it's pretty good. But the issue is this. Our things do not qualify us for continuance in existence. Our things and what we've created with our hands are not necessarily allowing us to walk in the fullness of ourselves, because we have seen so many gifted, talented ones become so proficient, world-renowned, celebrated everywhere, and still lose the grip on their lives with cancer and heart disease and diabetes and addiction and being murdered. We just have to realize that our now moment, we have the benefit of all of the gifts that these ones have given us, but we are being called to a greater degree of accountability and responsibility for what is needed in our now moment. What is needed in our now moment in terms of us no longer supporting the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death who provide so much garbage, so much sludge. And we may feel, and this is part of the program, we feel as though we have been given the free will to do whatever we'd like to do or whatever we want to do. We can be as addicted to whatever. But I'm just saying is that the intelligence of existence did not put these things here. These are the creations of those who are kind of human. And how do we know they're kind of human? Because in your true humanity, you are not going to manufacture and create that which undermines a person's rights to the fullness of their life currency, their life force. You're not going to literally create a marketplace for that which drugs and dopes and inebriates and intoxicates and defiles and bastardizes and usurps and, render them useless. They're out in the streets begging for money. Because they have been usurped from all of the artificial colors and flavors and the sodas and the candies and the meat and the dairy and the eggs and chicken and the fish, the stuff that we were taught to consume from the time that we were children, being fed like kids. So, yes, I consistently bring this forward because until this stops, I cannot stop. Until women regain their footing on the path of everlasting life so that we're no longer having our breasts cut off and our uteruses removed and our babies cut out from our wombs, that we have to come to a point and place where we're no nonsense, no compromise, no foolishness about being reinstated as the ones that we are because we were entrusted by the cosmic to be the insurance of our lineages. We were being raised as children with baby dolls and bassinets and all of this. We were being groomed with easy bake ovens and all of this. We were being prepared for motherhood and whatnot. But the boys were given G.I. Joes and dump trucks and guns and holsters and all kinds. They weren't being trained for fatherhood. And so now we're having to realize that it takes a special effort to cultivate and develop loving relationships with self first, with God first, with the integrity of our being first, which is what we've been missing. Because just going to church is not enough. Just reading the Bible is not enough. Just getting your degrees from miseducational institutions is not enough. The enough is our caring to walk in the intelligence and the integrity of the ones that we were born to be. Enough is going deeper in the privacy of our own body temples, in the privacy of our own homes, in the privacy of our own bathrooms and kitchens to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified. Because the real blessing right now is that we have the clarity of mind to realize that our gift to the world cannot be given if we are not in the integrity of the truth of who we are as these points of the presence of the absolute. Our gift cannot be given just because we can sing and dance and bounce our behinds. Our gift is not just because of what we've given to these institutions for 30, 40, 50 years and then they retire us like horses. Cows to pasture. You've given all your life force to these people. And so at this particular point in time, I am grateful to be the one that I am that encourages you to make the commitments to be the one that you are. Because we're so absolutely divinely and uniquely blessed. And the cooperation, the collaboration, the realization that we share this now moment of eternity, and what we do where we are matters, because the clearer we get, the cleaner the blood, the greater the clarity. And so we've heard all of our lives, thou shalt love thy mother, father, creator, God, thy Lord, with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might. We've heard this, but then we have been socialized to feel as though we had no responsibility to that. We've heard that we are to honor our mothers and fathers, but we have been socialized to feel as though we have no responsibility or accountability to anybody other than who is paying our bills and our paychecks. We've heard that we should love our neighbors as we love ourselves, but if we're not loving ourselves, as we're poisoning ourselves, we cannot fulfill that. If we look in the mirror and we don't like who we see, it's only because of the things that have been done to us. We are bearing shame and game and guilt and blame because of the adulteration of our being fed like kids, but we can be cleansed from it. We can release it and let it go. We can be reinstated in the light of the truth of the ones that we are. We can be completely purified and renewed and made whole, body, heart, mind, spirit, and soul. We have the opportunity to do what other ones did not know to do. And I'm the one to remind you that why would we choose not to? We've been socialized to look to someone's to be leadership for us. And I'm saying, no, we need to take leadership in our own living right now. Because there is the responsibility of leadership, but the leadership has to be in light. The leadership has to be in love. The leadership has to be in reminding us of the sanctity and the sacredness and the divinity of all of life, because we cannot continue to support the violation of other beings and then think that everything will be all right in our lives. That there is no progression just because of how many more educated ones we have. It's not illiterate people who are destroying the integrity of the earth. It's not illiterate people who are building these bombs, creating nuclear threat, manufacturing the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, and all of that. It's not illiterate people whose money is involved in this. And so we want to do that which is truly in our best interest, so that we are ensuring the progression of our lineages, that we are the ascendants of our lineages, that we are here to protect our children, to know that that is what responsibility as parents are, not to be a detriment to your children, but to protect your children. And they have no protection if you're giving them hot dogs and hamburgers and Kool-Aid and artificially colored and Takis and Doritos and all of these things that have all of these chemicals that are modifying their behavior. And so many ones want to talk about everything other than what needs to happen in our now moment. We want to talk about inclusiveness. We want to talk about parity. We want to talk about gentrification. We want to talk about the economics. We want to talk about entrepreneurism. We want to talk about all of these things, but we don't want to discuss the reality that we have so many ones who are dying from cancer, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, having their appendages taken off because of the stagnation of the blood as a result of how much meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco. We don't want to talk about the elephant in the room with all of this artificial colors and artificial flavors and all of the garbage that is being sold to us on every corner, across and or down the street from every church. We don't want to discuss that we do not have the right to be killing ourselves. We do not have the right to be wrong. We do not have the right to be following those who do not have any real love for life. We have the right to rise. We have the right to be cleansed. We have the responsibility to stand for the correction. We have the care to do what's ours. And so I'm grateful and I'm thankful that womanhood, the literally the divine feminine, has been called to rise, because it has been through the violation of womanhood. It has been through the rape, the molestation, the clitorectomies, the stitching up of the vaginas in African cultures of youth. It's been through the usurpation of the divinity of the divine feminine that puts us in a place where we are under such patriarchy, such male domination. When you look at who is behind, and the CEOs and the board of directors of the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar industries, whose businesses are these? Whose lineages do they represent? And if we are so blind and so deaf and so dumb not to realize that we are in the progression of an imperialistic, capitalistic initiative of depopulation and genocide, where there are those ones who are unapologetic about their intention to depopulate the planet, and then you all support these people and their initiatives. Your leadership supports them. The schools supported them. They said, oh, well, in order to come back to school, you have to accept this vaccine. Oh, in order for you to do this, then you have to be poisoned with this. In order for you to work here, you have to be poisoned with that. Why would these people be following such a thing and not understand But that's because the blood has been so defiled that you do not have, and they do not have the clarity of thought and the clarity of mind and the capacity to be in harmony with the will of God and the intelligence of God that is their source. That we could be hoodwinked and bamboozled to do that which is truly detrimental to ourselves. Because it was mandated by the ones that you work for. These people had no right to mandate that you be poisoned in order to work. And to have a government, and then to have Tyler Perry and Oprah Winfrey and all of these ones sign off on this. You understand? I'm just saying is that at this particular point in time, you and I, we have the right to be corrected. We have the right to have a higher thought. We have the right to be righted after following those who have been wrong for so long. And just because they have money, just because they're celebrity, does not mean that they are in the truth of the ones that they are. It does not mean that they are serving the purposes of existence itself, because they have put themselves in front of millions and millions of people who've given millions and millions of dollars, who've watched their programs millions and millions of hours or whatever. And so I consider it a tremendous blessing to have the opportunity to express my heart, to share the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies, and all that I have asked for, because there is no reason for me to be on the planet except to serve in our liberation, except to serve in our resurrection, except to serve in our realignment and our redemption, to be the ones that we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. But that is all there is. We are dwelling in nothing but an ocean of consciousness, nothing but an ocean of intelligence. And we have all been given it. And we have it. We're in possession of it. And there literally isn't anything that is greater that we can have, except the sense of duty, obligation, and responsibility, and entitlement, and blessedness in having received, in being in possession of, in being the ones that we are. And when it comes really down to it, it doesn't matter what you've been through. You've been through it. You've come through it. And right now, we are in one of the most auspicious points of our now moment. Why? Because the veils are being lifted. We are so blessed because we are no longer beholding to those who do not have our best interests at heart. We now have the opportunity to hear the truth consistently, daily, over and over again. There are so many ones who are bringing it, so many ones who are hitting you at whatever level that you're in, telling you to be disciplined, telling you to guard yourself, reminding you that you are the gift, reminding you of how blessed you are, reminding you of how to think, how to realign yourself, how to cleanse yourself, how to heal yourself, how to stand in the greatness of the one that you are on behalf of the lineages through whom you've come. We are in such a divine time because we are being called to rise, and God and the intelligence of existence and our angels and our guides and our guardians and our ancients are here for us. We are not alone here. And we lift our voices to say thank you. Thank you for the opportunity for redemption. Thank you for the opportunity for our being consistently supported in right mind and right decision and right action and right livelihood that aligns us with the laws that govern our own being, so that we are no longer in this frequency of energy of lack and impoverishment and poverty and all of that. We should not be having poor people's marches. No, we should be taking people and reminding them of the richness of their being with each and every breath and every beat of their heart. The lack of materiality poverty is not the evidence of the impoverishment. The lack of knowing of the divinity of the truth of yourself is the foundation of the impoverishment. And so our opportunity to remind ourselves, our opportunity to be cleansed from the inside out, our opportunity to make it our responsibility to be able to respond to what is needed in our now moment, our coming to a point and place where we're learning to pray without ceasing, that praying without ceasing is not a begging. It is an acknowledgement. It is a gratitude. It is a thanksgiving for the gift. It is a thanksgiving and a mindfulness of the blessed. Nest in what it is to be, what it is to breathe, what it is to be able to be oxygenated and hydrated and mineralized and alkalized and consistently supporting ourselves in regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing so that we are creating that which I refer to as the blood of Christ. We heard from the time we were little, salvation comes through the blood of Christ. It's not about drinking anybody's blood. It's about your coming to a point where your blood has been cleansed as a result of your no longer ingesting the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and artificially colored and artificially flavored and all of the stuff that we've learned to love, but it is addictive by nature. It is intended to modify our behavior. These things are the weapons that have been pushed upon us because we are being warred against. And that food industry never had to exist. It exists because there were those who had in their minds that this is what they want to do. They want to make sure that we are eating flesh. They want to make sure that we do not have right to our own mind. Those who control your food and those who are feeding you are also controlling your mind in the way that you think or your inability to truly think. And so those ones who are so concerned about, oh, well, the fruit doesn't have seeds and this and that and the other. And I'm saying at this particular point in time, you don't need to eat anything else and you'll be better off. But in that, you'll be cleansing. And knowing how to facilitate opening up the eliminations through your skin, through your bowel, through your journaling and your reclaiming and your remembering, you have the opportunity to be anew, renewed, rebirth, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, and realigned in the divinity of the truth of yourself. And there is no greater work for where we are right now. And we have so many ones who, you know, we look at all of the skyscrapers. We look at all the buildings. They're continually building. And they look at all the apartments. I'm like, why are they building so many condominiums and all of this when they're killing so many more people? I mean, who's going to be in them after a while? It's like you got a complex. It's 100 and some rooms up there. They're not making the streets any wider. You understand? They're just concentrating more and more and more. And this is the evidence of a colonized mind in terms of how the colon has become so distended under a colonialism where it's about the colonies that they're creating. But now you've got the colonies of worms, the colonies of parasites, the colonies of organisms that are now in your system from the carcasses of rotting beings and whatnot. So I'm just saying is that you can still look good, and to some extent you may still feel good until you don't. But we cannot be outside of the order of existence and be all right. We cannot not have a desire to be all right and to be rightly aligned with the intelligence of our being and then think that there is nothing that will suffer. And even if you do feel as though death is your natural fate and reality, then why would you be running to it, perpetuating it, bringing it on, and then going to the doctors to intercede? And so I'm the one to say to you, we are already in the realm of eternity. When we look up, we are already in heaven. we are the creation of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It has gifted each of us so much of itself. And this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal does not die. And there are those of us who are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that should not die. They say, well, everybody dies. Say, death is the wages of sin. That's what their book tell you. And I'm saying, you can be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified to regain your footing upon the path of everlasting life as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Why would you not? Who can give you anything greater? What more can you create? And what really makes sense when you're living in a world that has you in a place where they make you think that the polished wood, metal, and stone and the money has greater value than you, your children, or the lineages through whom you've come? You at this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and your time is now. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, and I'm thankful for the opportunity that I have had, because I know that for the content that I bring, commercial radio would not have allowed me. And we're having to know that in our day, in timelessness, love is an essential. And if everyone who has been given breath and heartbeat and is breathing understood that you and we are in receipt of the love of our Creator with each and every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, and there isn't anything that we can get that is greater than that. But our responsibility, duty, and obligation is to honor it and to be under a system that supports us in undermining our breath, our lungs, our heartbeat, our bloodstreams. And we are seeing the repercussions of it. Then our day and time is to understand what the requisite is in love. Love is the harmony of the truth of the blessedness that we each are already in receipt of with life itself. And to have an understanding and an understanding that there is no greater wealth than life itself. And the money is being printed from the paper and from the cotton and whatever fibers they're using, but it does not have a greater value than ourselves and our heartbeat and our bloodstream and our organs and our systems and our glands. And for where we are now, we're having to respect and to remember that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence who are already living in the realm of eternity. And if by chance you are not aware of it, it's because you are living in the body first, and that there are other things living in that body also with you. And those things are seeing microscopic, organismic, viral, bacterial organism, because we have been rendered host for parasitic beings as a result of being fed that which has to decay and decompose in terms of the flesh of chickens and pigs and cows and turkeys and whatnot. And people don't want to think about it, but then you are suffering because of it. And so the love that we are having the opportunity to remember and to exalt is the love of life, the love of the sacredness, the sanctity, the divinity of all there is, the reality that no man is blazing the sun or spinning the earth or beating our hearts or breathing us, but there are those who have set in motion that which is undermining everything and everybody, including the earth herself. And she's not really standing for it. We're not really aware of all of the earthquakes and the hurricanes and the volcanic eruptions and all of the things that are happening, because the media makes sure that we are not aware unless you are really focused on it and we have access to the internet so that we can get information that's not readily available through CNN, CBS, ABC, NBC, and Fox and all of those. But our coming to a point in place where we realize the personal tragedies and travesties in seeing people that we love suffer. And there's no remedy that we get except to dull the nerves so that we don't feel the pain, or to have surgeries and remove body parts that have been negatively impacted by all of the waste that's in the body. And instead of our being supported in learning to cleanse the body, we are submitting to the surgeries to take out our tonsils, our gallbladders, our appendix, our thyroid, our all these organs and glands. What do they do with all of that? And so I'm just saying that in our now moment, we have the opportunity to realize the divinity by which we have been created and by which we are maintained and sustained in this realm. It is not the money that maintains and sustains us. It is the breath. It is that which is in the air, which is more than the oxygen that is there. We are maintained and sustained by the intelligence of existence that is all there is as existence itself. I have always been in the mindset to remind us of the divinity, the sanctity, the sacredness of all of life and our lives, and our coming to this point where we are able to reverse any issues that we have been diagnosed with, that we are in a place to reclaim the divinity and the power of our words spoken from the space and place of our own authority as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. I am consistently, consciously caring to exalt the oneness of existence itself, even though we have been splintered and separated and distracted with a divide and conquer frequency, so that we as individuals have been completely divided within ourselves, when the individual is the individuation of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and we should literally be indivisible. And so our coming to a point in place where you look at your life and you realize what more you want. Do you want to be dying the rest of your life, or would you really care to be a living testament, to give a living testimonial of the glory of the intelligence of your being that we refer to as God, that has perfectly and divinely designed us and given us all manners of what is required in order to restore the body's natural intelligence to be able to facilitate its own healing. We appreciate those who have gotten through med school and all of that so that they can help and assist us with the traumas that we face, but we have not been given the keys to how to live here and to be taught and socialized to believe that we're supposed to die and that we were born and our nature is sinful, that we have no rights to think or to expect perfection. We can become proficient, but in the proficiency, there is no expectation for perfection, because perfection in the minds of man, in the minds of mankind who have provided you the religious indoctrination and miseducation and whatnot to make you think that perfection isn't possible. And I'm saying, no, perfection is an inherent part of existence, and we have all been perfectly and divinely designed. And by virtue of our perfect and divine design, the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of any creature, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, the flour, the pancakes, the waffles, the breads, the biscuits, the bagels, the scones, the donuts, the pastas, the pastries. Our bodies are perfectly and divinely designed to not be able to function with any of that. And then if that's all you've been consuming, then yes, this is responsible for the obesity and the diabetes and the swollen ankles and the bulging bellies and the bulging eyes and the thyroid issues and the, all of the issues that we're having is because your body is perfectly and divinely designed, and it is perfectly and divinely designed to be cleansing itself daily. And if we are not consciously caring to exert and exalt a full effort in maintaining and sustaining our lives, ourselves, then there really isn't much that we can do to be all of who we are if we are not respecting the divinity of who and what we already are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And many people listen to me, and I realize that I appreciate your listening, but I also appreciate your supporting. And I even more appreciate your taking it and running with it. I even more appreciate you looking into your own eyes and making the commitment that you will live to make a difference in this realm. I really appreciate your coming to a point where you will have a conversation with yourself and know that you can do better and know that you have help to do better and that the better is facilitating your body's natural facilitation of eliminating nation of that which it does not need. And our having an understanding, it's not that people are big boned. You understand, the bones can be long, but the bones are not but so big in terms of width and diameter. You understand? So no, we are holding waste in the system because everything that we're consuming other than fresh fruit, leafy greens, vegetation, and things that are oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, alkalizing, and facilitative of consistent cellular repair, regeneration, rejuvenation, we do not need it. And that is everything that we've been taught to eat. It has been completely a waste of money. That means that we never had to have it, and we still would have grown. We still would have we would be better. We would be better off had we never had it and just had fruit and vegetation. And when people say, oh, well, our forefathers, they ate meat and all of this. And I'm saying, but we're not in the progression of ourselves here. And so coming to a point in place where we realize that the exalted spiritual thought that we should be walking in and as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence is very difficult to achieve when you poison your bloodstream. And that I am really articulating, and I am reminding us that it is through the corruption, the poisoning, the pollution of the bloodstream that we are an oppressed people. No matter what hue of people we are, no matter what your ethnicity, your religious training, your sexual preference, your gender orientation, it does not matter. You are a point of presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that has been assigned to a body, and you are male, female, both and neither, all at the same time. And we can't be 100% woman because we were fathered. Can't be 100% man because you came through a mother. We are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, so we are divinity personified in truth. But to be a part of a system that does not want you to recognize and acknowledge and walk in the integrity of your divinity is a problem. And it's a problem for everybody, whether everybody realizes that everybody needs to be cleansed as a result of everybody being fed like kids with hot dogs and hamburgers and breakfast cereals and cow's milk and aborted fetus and cheese and eggs and all of this stuff that is completely indigestible in the body and is now the substance of the tumors and the fibroids and the cysts and all of the excess waste that the body is carrying. And there is no way to really move forward with the opening of all of that which is planetarily happening, and you still are going to be stuck in fear feeling as though your body needs all of this protein and your body needs all of this starch and you can just go to the gym and work it out. That's not happening. Because the cancer is still forming. The heart disease is still an issue. The heart attacks, the strokes, the aneurysms, the sarcoidosis, the lupus, all of the dis-ease. So there's been no progression because we are sicker than ever before, and our children are sicker than ever before, and our teachers are fatter than ever before, and our principals are out of their freaking minds because they are allowing the children to be poisoned with a system of oppression, feeding them the aborted fetuses and the flesh of dead animals and all kinds of garbage in the school system. And so for the system to be sick, for the system to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, and disease is multi-trillion dollar business, and understand it's a dead system. Understand that there is no real democracy. Why? Because democracy means that you have government for the people, by the people, but when the people themselves are not making a conscious effort to do that which is truly in their own best interest, then there's no right decision that they can make until they make the decision to be right with the intelligence of their being and to be in a place and space where they understand the oneness of existence. And so we come from a perspective of wholeness, consciously caring to have the mindset to facilitate that which is going to be essential for the sustenance and the maintenance and the evolutionary unfoldment of the humanity of people and the divinity of people, as opposed to feeling as though everybody has the right to be herded like cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, and disease, and to just get butchered and poisoned from the surgeries and the pharmacology and whatnot. And so, yes, I speak to it because we do not hear it enough. You hear all of your commercials that are showing you all of the bacon, cheese, egg, all of this in one sandwich. And then after that, they're giving you the allergy medication. And then after that, they're giving you, you know, the Tums and the Rolaids and having to move the bowels. And then after that, they're giving you the class action lawsuits if you or your loved ones have died from this, that, or the other. You understand? I'm just saying, silly, absolutely insane. But y'all go for it. And I'm saying, let's stop. And so it matters that we care to be real women and real men. It matters that we care to exalt the divinity and the sanctity and the sacredness of life. It matters that we look ourselves in the eyes and feel good about the ones that we are, and that we know that we are the ascendants of the lineages to whom we've come, and that we are conscientious enough, caring enough, loving enough, responsive enough to exalt a full effort in our living, to no longer be complicit, complacent, and co-conspiring with our own demise in our cellular oppression, because we will not control our appetites, because we will not respect our perfect and divine functioning, because we will not ask for anything different. We will not exert a full effort to be cleared and cleansed and purified and renewed and rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, and revivified, so that we are standing on behalf of all of life and the trillions of creatures that are being killed and slaughtered so that they can be fed to you as food. That this has to stop. If you want to stop the rising of the waters, the loss of our islands and our coastlines, and coming to a point and place where the volcanoes are no longer activating, and then the waters are no longer rising, and the storms are no longer brewing, and the tsunamis are no longer forming. I'm just saying is that, yeah, we've seen civilizations rise and civilizations fall, and we've seen continents sunk. That before there was Japan, there was Pan. There are other continents that were here. And we really will not pay attention. You think that you just have the right to live and throw your life away and think that it's fun watching men passing balls and patting each other's butts and jumping all over each other and having chicken wings and beer and all of this. And y'all done fell into this whole thing about men owning other men in the gladiator sports. You celebrating Rome and Greece every weekend without celebrating the integrity of the ones through whom you've come, without being mindful of those who have been slain, of those whose blood has been spilt, of those whose lives we ignore. And so because life is the greatest gift and everybody has it, then why are the people poor? Life is the greatest gift and everybody has it, and there's no greater wealth than life itself, then why are the people poor? And how is it that we can think that with all of the universities and colleges and degreed and degreed ones, that we can still be participating in a system that undermines the right of children to have the right to their lives? And because you all will go to conferences and you'll listen to all of this, but then you will not do what you need to do for yourself. And so we have these ones who are part of the United Nations, and we have these countries and these islands and whatnot that are all represented in the United Nations. But the United Nations is, for all intents and purposes, not able to do anything about anything as a United Nations. And the genocide is still in full effect. And it's in full effect right here in the United States. And it's in full effect in different places throughout the continent of Africa. It's in full effect in Israel. It's in full effect. And I'm saying that if you have governments that support the violation of other ones and that have founded themselves on the violation of other ones, that these are not governments. They are liars. They are thieves. They are thugs. And your duty, obligation, and responsibility is to life itself and the source of life itself. Because they do not beat your heart and they do not breathe you. They do not blaze the sun and they do not spin the earth. And they should not be the ones that you run to for remedy when your body begins to break down from all of the waste that is in your system. Because they only put poison on top of poison. And to be a part of a system that poisons us from the time that we can chew. And it's still going on. It was going on when many of us were children. You understand? So it's like whatever movements there have been in terms of the civil rights movement, the Black Power movement, the right to life movement, the gay rights movement, the whatever movement, the fact that y'all ain't moving your bowels is a problem. Bowel movement, bowel movement, bowel movement, bowel movement, bowel movement. That's the ones y'all should be doing. Why? Because that's what's creating the cancer is not moving those bowels.
What, sister? What'd you say?
I said, that's what's creating the cancer, not moving those bowels.
What?
That's what I'm saying, is that when you are consistently, chronically constipated, your blood is being poisoned. When you are consistently eating the flesh of dead animals that have to rot in your body, for the proliferation of maggots, worms, parasites, and whatnot, who leave their own waste and they are dropping tens of thousands of eggs throughout your system. And then the body is isolating and accumulating nice little pockets of worms and organisms and mucus and chemicals and whatnot. It becomes cysts and tumors and fibroids, and your bodies are full of it. And the medication is just giving you more acidity. And the acid puts you in a position where it undermines your immune system. And if your immune system is not being charged with fresh fruit, vegetations, minerals, and whatnot, and your body is not being alkalized, and you're not being well hydrated and oxygenated, and you're just taking chemicals and poison and this and that, you will never, ever survive it. And the surviving means that you won't get off the planet as a living being. And we should be tired of trusting those who have already proven that they can only be trusted to continue to be in alignment with the progression of their error, and they are not consciously seeking correction. if they were seeking correction, the first thing they would have corrected was slavery being continued as a result of being convicted of a crime. That would have been one of the first things they had done. So for all of our lawyers and all of our judges and all of that, we've not begun to address the problem that capitalism requires slaves. And that the behavior-modifying chemicals that are given to us as children were instituted so that we can be easily trappable and enslavable because we cannot access the divinity of our own being. Because we've got all manners of artificial colors and flavors and nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHT in our bloodstream from the time that we're children. And the children, each generation, is assaulted with more chemicals. And I'm saying this is where the raising up has to be. We have to realize that we cannot be complicit, complacent, and co-conspiring with the global initiative of depopulation and genocide, undermining ourselves, our families, our lineages, and then think that just because we got some money that we're all right. There's no all right in it. We have the opportunity to do what we've not known to do. We have the opportunity to do what other ones did not know to do. And that is to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that we walk in the light of the truth of who we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know of assuredly that there is nothing else that is really guaranteed success here. But we cannot continue as we have been continuing and then think that there's something that we can do that makes sense if we are not about the business of representing our lineages. We're not about the business of ensuring the continuation of our lineages. We are not about the business of protecting our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and our great-great-great-grandchildren and the great-great-great and all of those ones on behalf of our grands and our great-grands and our great-great-great-grands. And we are the ones who are the bridge between those ones and these other ones. And we have to come to the point of standing with the absolute one. And to know that the intelligence of existence is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We each have been gifted so much of it. We stand by virtue of it. We breathe by virtue of it. We've been perfectly designed by it. We are these points of its own very presence. And now is our time to walk in the integrity of it and to be in the integrity of it. We have to eat that which is going to facilitate optimum cellular functioning so that we're restored as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. The earth is 80% water. Our bodies have to be reconstituted to be 80% highly charged, mineralized water, so that our word has power, so that our thought has power, so that we have the levity of thought, that we are able to literally be the anchor for the establishment of the queendoms and kingdoms of God upon the earth in our now moment. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.